You are listening to Bravo Breakdown, a VIC radio production.
Welcome back to Bravo Breakdown. I'm Lexi.
And I'm Maddie.
And thank you to everyone who listened to the first two episodes, because we were wrong. It wasn't just our family. And we were so appreciative of that. It like hyped me up so much when they dropped and everyone was listening to it. It was so cool. So thank you. Yeah, we have a lot more energy now. We had a good episode this week.
Yeah.
Lots to talk about. And we will get right into the episode. The first note I have is Danielle's boyfriend. Or they said friend on the show, but it seems more like her boyfriend, Robert. And how basically Danielle is trying to find a balance between work and love life, because her work has been her life. So she's trying to find a balance between a relationship, which kind of seems like her storyline for the season, because they mentioned it later in the episode too. So we'll see if Robert ends up coming to the house.
I feel like he won't. I feel like Danielle's more of the person to keep her love life a little bit more private, which I totally understand, and I probably would do the same.
True, true. That was like a quick blip in the beginning of the episode, because then Steven sends more flowers to Lindsay. And Lindsay says, oh God, they're from Steven. Lindsay, who else would they be from?
Yeah. When she saw the note and it was like a good, like, well-written, heartfelt note, she didn't really appreciate it. So to my mind, I feel like she already had her mind made up.
Yeah. She was saying like how it's still not enough for her. And he's trying, so I agree with you. I think at this point, she's just looking for a reason to get out. She knows that she doesn't want to be a part of the relationship anymore, so now anything that he does do that would be good is still not enough. We'll get more into that later on in the episode. Then we head on over to Kyle, who wants to make amends with Hannah for Amanda, because he wants to squash the beef and have Amanda be okay, not in the middle anymore, which I think is very good and very mature of Kyle.
Yeah, I think he's also doing it for himself, because it was eating him up in a way, and he was very anxious from it all. He literally did it during a work day because he couldn't concentrate on work.
Yeah.
And pulled Hannah aside, which shows to me, at least, that he cares a lot to fix the situation, or to attempt to fix the situation. Mm-hmm. Kyle asked Hannah to have a conversation alone, but of course everyone was eavesdropping, which was funny.
Luke was out in the front porch singing.
Which, like,
eye roll. But he wants to stay out of the drama and not listen to it, which I respect him for. I probably would do the same thing, because I'm just not interested. But Kyle and Hannah sit outside and they talk, and Kyle seems calm and is expressing his feelings to Hannah on the whole situation, on how he doesn't like some of the things she has said about his relationship, and just how she always keeps on bringing up the past and how he would like her to stop. And the whole time, Hannah has this like stink face. The minute she sat down, she was already on the defensive and ready to attack, which you can just tell. And Hannah starts getting a little escalated in her voice, saying that he speaks to women horribly, and Kyle's like, no, it's not just women, because anyone who disrespects me, guy or girl, I'm going to talk to that way. I was like, all right, cool. But Hannah says Kyle's not his friend, and she feels like he yells at her a lot. Her dad yelled at her a lot. So then Kyle kind of made a joke or a reference to her dad after that.
He was like, oh, and now I'm in the same sentence of your dad. Like, he was confused. And then Hannah just like got up and left, basically, and was like, don't bring up my family. But in reality, she brought up her dad first.
Yeah.
That was just like another instance of her automatically being on the defense, which I get. Talking about family, you're on the defense automatically. But in this case, she brought up her dad first.
Yeah.
So even Kyle and everyone else was like, what?
Yeah, it was very much like a switch. She was fine. She was a little on the defensive. But then as soon as Kyle said her dad, she was like, actually, never bring up my family again. And like stood up and stormed out. Yeah. I was like, wait, like, what did I miss? What just happened? Because she brought up the dad first. And then Kyle just made a reference to that. And then she all of a sudden got heated and left.
it must have hit like a trigger point, because then they talk about a conversation a few seasons ago she had with her dad and how he was hard on her with tennis and stuff like that. If it is a trigger point, sure, obviously that's valid and granted. But you brought it up first, so don't be mad at Kyle for questioning on why his name is in the same sentence as her dad.
Yeah. Then they go their separate ways, and like Kyle's talking to Amanda about it, and Hannah's talking to Paige about it. And Paige was like, well, how did the dad thing come about?
Yeah.
And then Hannah was like, well, I guess I like brought it up first. Paige was like, okay.
Yeah, Paige definitely asked that question purposely because she was eavesdropping, so she knew what the answer was going to be. She just wanted to see what Hannah would say, which was funny.
Yeah, I thought something that Hannah said was funny, like when she was in her room crying to Sierra, how she feels like she's being attacked by a little blonde leprechaun. Describing Kyle that way. I just found that so funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kyle was upset because he was just trying to make it better for the house and for Amanda, just squash everything.
Yeah.
And Hannah makes the realization while talking to Paige that she has to be the bigger person and move on. And I thought that that was the most mature thing she said this season. I think that was the first time that I like liked Hannah this season. I was like, okay, nice. We're making progress on who she is as a human.
I mean, yeah, it's mature. When Hannah called for a group talk, I don't know. It's great that she apologized for being the bigger person, but it came off as extremely fake. She was calling Kyle the man. You were just crying over the fact that you're so hurt by him. And then you just flip a switch. I'm all about improving yourself and being the bigger person. But I just feel like her apology could have been said more heartfelt and truthful. Like, even Lindsay was calling it out. That's when you know.
Yeah, I agree. I thought her mature thing was recognizing that she had to be the bigger person, move on. But when she actually apologized, came off extremely fake and kissing up, and all the girls thought so.
Yeah.
They all went to the confessional and said, okay, don't call Kyle the man. We all know that's not true.
Yeah.
And yeah, Lindsay called BS on it. But Kyle's taking it and running.
Yeah, as he should.
Yeah.
Let's just put this drama point in a pocket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Close it up.
So that's the end of Kyle and Hannah drama for now.
Thank God.
Done with that storyline. We're moving on to the next. Then they kind of show a montage of what's happening throughout the day. And we see Hannah pitching in. Crazy. See her doing the dishes and taking out the trash.
Yeah. In her pink sweatsuit.
Yeah.
I like that set.
Yeah. New territory. Carl comes out of quarantine. And yeah, they all do their work. And stuff like that. Then Hannah starts talking about Dez, and she goes outside and talks to Luke about it. And Luke's idea of it is that she needs to pump the brakes. And honestly, I agree with him, because last week she was obsessed with Luke. And now, within the matter of a week or a couple days, she's just gone and over somebody else. And also, to me, her interactions with Dez that we have seen on the show so far seem a little forced to me, or her like trying too hard to like him, in a sense. Like, I don't know, she just acted so much different with Luke last season than I think she does with Dez this season.
We haven't seen Dez and Hannah's relationship. We've only seen it through a phone. Luke and Hannah's relationship started in the house. Luke was introduced, like, you know what I mean? So it's different.
Yeah.
But I also feel like by Luke telling Hannah to pump the brakes, as a friend, I can understand where he's coming from, but I feel like it means nothing coming from him specifically, because their past relationship has been Luke tolling with Hannah's emotions.
Yeah.
And I just feel like he doesn't have a right to say that to Hannah. I feel like if it was Amanda, Paige, it would mean more because they're way closer. I just personally don't like Luke.
And then we move on to a little conversation that Lindsay has with her therapist. And she talks about Steven, and her therapist is basically saying that she needs to look at the situation and see if she wants to make it work or not. And Lindsay goes into the confessional and says that she is scared to end a relationship at 34. And breaking up with someone is a lot, because that just basically means you have to start over.
Yeah.
And yeah, so like we said earlier, it seems like she has her mind made up. She's just scared to do it because of her age and having to start all over and find someone new and like continuously trying to find her person after all this time. She's just getting tired of it.
Yeah.
Then the group goes to the beach. Yay for an outing.
Yeah, I was going to say they actually get out of the house.
Yeah. So Lindsay calls Stravi to talk and she ends up breaking up with him. And she explains later how she's just in this bad cycle of negativity with him and wants to move out of it. And I thought Stravi handled the breakup very maturely, wished her nothing but the best. And he was upset, but he understood where she was coming from. And now they could both move on.
So that phone call ends. And then Lindsay meets up back with the group. One of the girls like asks Lindsay, who are you talking to? She said, Stravi. Oh, I just ended things. And Dara was the first to say it in the confessional, like, she seems fine. And like, after a year, it's kind of weird. Sierra was like, I would be crying and not okay. But I agree with Sierra, but at the same time, it's such a Lindsay thing to do. In my eyes, she's like just clapping her hands, like wiping her hands off and being like, okay, next, let's see if the next candidate is worthy of spending my life with. Which, like, I get at 34 and you've gone through relationship after relationship that hasn't worked, probably doesn't affect you as much anymore.
Yeah.
But it was still kind of weird because they did date for a while.
Yeah. When she got back to the beach, they asked her how she was. And she was like, I'm fine. And Sierra made another comment. She was like, and it was a quick phone call. The whole thing just feels weird. But also, I just thought it basically proves our point that she was looking for a way out. She is fine because she wanted to end things, because she didn't want to be in the relationship anymore.
If it was vice versa, that Stravi was like, you know what, I don't think this is going to work. Even though she feels this way.
I think she'd be more upset.
Yeah, upset and defensive maybe.
Yeah. Well, while we're at the beach, Lindsay and Luke are getting a little close, a little flirty, and all the girls are basically saying by the end of the summer, they're going to get together.
By the end of next episode. By the next 3 days.
Yeah, which we called, because I just feel like their personalities mesh, and they've been such close and good friends that it's, if they, which I assume they are, attracted to each other, like, it would just gradually move in that direction now that they're both single and stuff like that. And I feel like they both don't really care about, not that they don't care about other people, but they're very like self-minded people where it's them who kind of comes first.
Yeah, they vibed well together.
Yeah.
And like Lexi was saying, they have similar personalities and the first word that comes to mind is manipulative in a way.
Oh my gosh.
But like in a good way, like they know what they want. And yeah, I predicted that like a few seasons ago. I'm surprised it didn't go anywhere. I mean, maybe it did because stuff came out about the psychic.
Yeah, we'll get into that. So then the beach kind of wraps up and everyone goes home. And it's the next day. Kyle and Amanda are talking about the future. And Amanda wants kids now, right away. She wants kids now. And Kyle's hesitant, thinking about like the financial issues that could come of it. But I just think he's scared to take on the responsibility of a kid, even though he is 37 and I feel like he should be ready. But it's Kyle and he may be physically 37, but in his mind, he's still 21. So I can see why he's scared. But Amanda's like, nope, we're having kids right now. I was like, all right.
I mean, I don't think she means that truthfully. I just think that she's just excited for the future. And obviously, they're going to get married before they have kids.
I don't know about that. I mean, I feel like they're not traditional in the way that they would wait, you know?
Yeah, I know. I know they have a foster, or no, they end up adopting their foster puppy. So I think that probably filled the void a little bit until they're both ready.
Yeah. And then Hannah gets a text from her psychic that Lindsay and Luke got together. I laughed at this because I don't really believe in psychics and all that stuff. So I just thought it was funny how they heard from a person who's like not even in the house that they got together. It made me chuckle a little bit. Yeah, I mean, to me it would make sense because Lindsay and Luke's personalities mesh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just can't get over how they found out from a psychic. Like, it's just too, it's too funny.
I mean, I personally believe in psychics. I mean, not all psychics. Obviously, there are psychics who are out there you can just tell aren't real. But there are ones who you can tell are more real because they say stuff that you would never know. And Hannah was saying a few scenes later, she was saying, I didn't even pay this woman. Like, she would have no reason to say this. And, like, yeah, it wasn't shocking to me either. But it brought up the question of, like, the timeline. Oh, was this recent? Did Lindsay cheat on Stravi? Is that why Lindsay had it out for Hannah, like, a few weeks ago? Because, or, like, whenever Hannah and Luke had issues, Lindsay always had it out for Hannah. This happened past seasons, too. And,
well, yeah, I just think Lindsay sees Luke as a better friend than Hannah.
But also they could be closer in other ways that we didn't know about before, you know what I mean? And so that would give her more of a reason to have Luke's back.
True, true. I hope she didn't cheat on Stravi, because then this whole prior season of her telling Stravi what he needs to do and everything, it's kind of like, all right, Lindsay, you cheated on him, so that's nice.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, it would happen more recently, just because of how Lindsay's distanced herself from Stravi and wanting to get out of the relationship. I just feel like it would have happened recently because of that.
Recently, they were still dating because they didn't call it off until this episode.
Yeah, I know. But like, so if we're saying that Lindsay cheated on Stravi, I think it happened more recently because
it
was like all over Stravi. But then all of a sudden now she's distancing herself and she wants to get out of the relationship. It just all happened like too quickly and too weird, especially after a year.
That's true. Yeah, that would give her more of a reason to get out of it if she knew that she did something wrong.
Yeah. And then later that night, they have a little party, like a girls' and a guys' night. So the girls are having a spa night and the guys are going outside to party. And the episode ends at like the beginning of the party. So next week we're going to pick up with the full party. And in the teaser for the next episode, we see that later on in the party, it gets out that Lindsay and Luke are together.
Or have been together.
Yeah, have been together. And yeah, everything kind of goes haywire. My takeaway for this episode is Luke needs to stop singing. Every time they cut to him singing on the porch or singing in his room, it's just, it's buddy.
Just annoying.
It's not good.
It's just like annoying.
It's annoying and but I think it's annoying because he doesn't sound good.
I'm not even listening to how he sounds. I'm just like, oh, here's Luke singing again. And just like the act of him doing that is annoying. Is he really trying to be that boy that grabs his guitar and just sings? I mean, that sounds so rude and wrong, but I mean, like, you know what I mean? The cliche of like, oh, like, you know, I don't know. I think it's just because I'm just not his biggest fan, and just whatever he does, I'm just always like,
questioning
it. And because of his past actions.
My prediction for the next episode, I don't know if this is going to happen in the next episode, but the upcoming episodes.
Yeah.
Obviously, Luke and Kyle fight, but I think they're going to fight over one of the three females.
Oh, really?
Hannah, Sierra, or Lindsay. But I'm mainly going to go with Lindsay because Kyle's closer with Lindsay than he is with like Hannah or Sierra. I would say Amanda, but I just don't know what Luke would do to Amanda.
I personally didn't take that clip as them fighting over the females. I took it, or one of the females. I think definitely if that's the case, you're right, it would be Lindsay, because who else would it be?
Yeah.
Or it would be maybe Kyle having Sierra's back, because obviously Sierra and Luke do have past friendship, whatever.
Yeah.
I took it as like, oh, maybe this is another case of Luke in a way controlling, or you know how like, because Kyle said like, you just have a thing of controlling women or controlling females or whatever he said.
Yeah.
So I think maybe Kyle is having Hannah's back. And because when Luke was saying how she's moving too quickly with her relationship with Dez and that she needs to pump the brakes, maybe in Kyle's eyes, Luke puts too much of his two cents in. Because I'm pretty sure Carl gets involved, because I hear one of the girls saying, like, Carl, stop. As in, like, they're both all charging at each other, but to, like, throw fists.
Yeah. I think Carl always has Kyle's back.
Yeah.
So if Kyle's in a fight, I think Carl's going to be there.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe Kyle will, that would be roles reversed. Kyle has Hannah's back. Either way, it's
definitely weird.
Yeah. either way, it's definitely about Luke and his relationship or relationships with the girls and the way he handles certain things, I guess.
Yeah. That's all we have for you today. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Bravo Breakdown. Make sure to tune in next week for another episode and reach out. DM us on Instagram. Let us know what you thought. We'd love to hear from you all. I'm Lexi.
And I'm Maddie.
And this is Bravo Breakdown.
Yeah. Stay safe and have a good one.